Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our new friend, Cyrus Ansari, a great American, a global leader, just an educator, an attorney. There's one thing he and I have in common. We're both members of the National Press Club. Otherwise, folks, I've got like a two-line resume. He's got like a 10-page resume. Cyrus A. Ansari, the author of the new book, George Washington, Dealmaker-in-Chief. Folks, this is an amazing book. You'll love the book. Cyrus, congratulations again on the book. And I know it's available today wherever books are sold, right?
Yes, on Amazon. Yes, thank you.
Uh-huh. Right. Is there a website for the book?
The website is just in the process of being created.
Well, we're gonna invite you back, Cyrus, to talk. We're gonna talk some more about your book, and we'll get you to give us the website when it's ready to go. So, Cyrus, one of the things I want to talk about now as we wrap up our visit today is vision. If you're an entrepreneur, you can't be an entrepreneur if you don't have vision. Entrepreneurs imagine things that have never happened before. And George Washington was one of those people. Look at all the things that he did in his life that no one had ever done before. Like, for not the least of which is being president of the United States. There was no model. There was no paradigm. There was no example for him. And when it came time to, and I love, George Will said this. I'm going to quote George Will. He said, when it came time for George Washington to have the opportunity to do more, he knew when it was time to do less. And that's when he established the long-running two-term limit for presidents. That was an amazing vision for him, wasn't it?
Yes, and by the way, we can't forget about the fact that he created, for the first time in the world, he created a Supreme Court where the justices were all very able lawyers, and they were free from corruption, free from political pressure, mm-hmm. free from any kind of an influence. That was a first in the world, because in those days, the court system was just an arm of the state, and they were essentially the appointments were appointments of political hacks.
Mm-hmm.
George Washington changed that. And the respect that is accorded to the federal judiciary in this country and the U.S. Supreme Court all over the world is because of the policies that George Washington, who was not a lawyer, in fact set in place laboriously and carefully set in place when the Supreme Court was created.
Well, see, he was part of the genius cluster that gave rise, our founding fathers, the framers. He was part of that genius cluster. And a lot of times we think of him as being sort of in orbit around them, not really engaging all that much in the details. And he was the obvious first president because of his stature, his leadership, et cetera. But what you report in his book, and I'm sure others have too, is that he wasn't just a pretty face. He was in command of important issues that helped put a foundation under this country.
Yes, and you know, you pointed out about Alexander Hamilton. Alexander Hamilton, after he finished the working in the government, in George Washington's government, never really accomplished very much after that.
Mm-hmm.
He, George Washington brought out the best in the people that mm-hmm. worked with him.
Yeah.
Both on the military side as well as on the governmental and economic side.
I've got about 1 minute, Cyrus. What would be the last things you'd like for us to know about Washington that we haven't talked about yet?
I would like everybody to know that the provision of the Constitution that all men are created equal was really a wonderful proclamation, but without George Washington putting in place the elements of that in practice and making certain that that was a kind of a mindset, a culture that was created, despite the opposition of several of the founding fathers to that. He wanted to create a level playing field for all Americans. And we take that for granted, but it would be interesting for everybody to know that some of the founding fathers, in fact, didn't really quite, you know, they had the spirit of the aristocracy
One thing about those days, nobody went against George Washington. He had that kind of a command. Hey, Cyrus, will you come back another day?
I would love to do that. Thank you so much.
We enjoyed our visit. Cyrus Ansari, ladies and gentlemen, the author of George Washington, Dealmaker-in-Chief. Please get this book. You'll thank me later. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.